You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Yeah. Why is Rick Spielman giggling, you might ask? Because this is a midweek mock edition of Purple Daily with Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, and the executive producer of Purple Daily.
Oh, Declan. Yeah, executive Goff. Producers.
That's right.
I want a mock. Yeah.
And
I'm just saying, the pen to paper hasn't been signed yet. We got to be careful here. I don't want any tampering. I don't want any issue.
I explained
here
to him, it's 2021. We no longer wait for pen to paper to break news, okay?
Yep.
Like, does Shefty
a
say
credible report?
The JJ Watt contract's not signed. I can't report this.
Write this down. A credible report will come out.
So so we're gonna crown Declan Goff, the wonderful work he does behind the scenes. A lot of you people are like, what does that one guy do with the hair?
He's just squinting.
He's just like staring at screens and doing nothing. No, he's doing everything behind the scenes. He is our executive producer, Declan Goff. So Midweek Mock is presented. I got two of them for you guys today. Midweek Mock is presented by our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, which recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. As a business owner, think about how helpful it would be for you to have employee training at your fingertips and industry resources that can help your business reach another level of success. That's where Federated comes in. They've been protecting business owners in Minnesota for over 100 years. You can find out more at federatedinsurance.com or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
I want a mock!
Are you guys ready for this?
Everyone is always prepared this time of year for a midweek mock, Phil.
You always have to be on alert.
I mean, they come out of nowhere.
Well, this one took long enough. This is The Athletic. I think it's Chris Burke with a 1.0. I don't know what he's been waiting for. It's March.
Oh, he's probably got scruples and principles. He's like, Chris Burke does not mock until I have a full read on things.
I need to see the virtual combine. Well, anyways, here is the first round, according to The Athletic, 1.0.
Okay.
And this is the appetizer for a three-round main event that we're going to get to shortly, all right? But we'll just kind of scroll through here, see how many quarterbacks he has going. You can see two on your screen right now if you're watching on YouTube.
This seems to be the consensus now, Phil Mackey.
What, that Trevor Lawrence is going number one?
No, and that Zach is going number two. The BYU kid thing was not the consensus until I feel like the last probably 2 to 3 weeks. It's now Zach Wilson number two.
Yep. That's the majority of mockers have Zach Wilson going number two.
Yes.
And then it starts to get interesting here. It is interesting at two, don't get me wrong, but Ja'Marr Chase going to the Dolphins at three.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who their quarterback's
going to
be.
Oh, yeah.
Trey Lance, fourth to the Falcons.
What? How?
Well, they must love mobility tools. Think about this, too. The Falcons, I'm guessing, I don't watch like every Falcons game, but what would be one of the main things you'd be looking around the league jealous of? Mobile quarterbacks, right?
Matt Ryan's
like 36.
Yeah.
And so you probably have a thing for getting a mobile quarterback. I mean, we've talked about that for the Vikings for the last couple of years, too. So Trey Lance to the Falcons. Oh. Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle from Oregon, going to the Bengals. That's the one that continues to pop up.
Joe Burrow, tons of protection right there.
Kyle Pitts.
Yep.
Who a lot of people are saying might be one of the best tight ends in the NFL within 2 years, depending on the situation, going to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions picking up Jalen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama, and then Justin Fields sliding into the Carolina Panthers DMs at eight.
See you, Teddy.
Patrick Surtain the second to the Denver Broncos.
That's gained a lot of steam, yes.
And then we get into the 10, 11, 12 range here, leading up to the Vikings. We're going to skip ahead to the 14th pick. to the Minnesota Vikings. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a prominent wide receiver still on the board here. I don't think we've gotten both Alabama receivers off the board here.
Yep.
And he's not going to the Vikings. Christian Barmore, defensive tackle, Alabama.
There's a big kid.
With Devontae Smith going the next pick to the Patriots. So just to read it for the podcast audience, teams in this middle range who missed on the playoffs yet see themselves as a handful of players away from legitimate contention are always trade-up favorites. Could Minnesota make a move on an offensive tackle? It's tough to play defense in this league without consistent interior pressure, which the Vikings did not have last season. Barmore would fix that. When he's on, like he was during the college football playoff, he's a nightmare up front. I will say, from a Mike Zimmer perspective, having Barmore, Pierce, Danielle Hunter, and then whoever you can find, whether it's Adenabo internally or if you were to sign somebody, very, very interesting if he gets the defensive front that he's wanted for a couple years.
Your defensive line is immediately good then. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes from being really god-awful in 2020 to being good.
But how would you guys feel about this pick with Devontae Smith on the board?
Don't like it.
I'm real conflicted here, man. I am real conflicted. And it makes perfect sense in the Vikings' minds that this would actually take place. So it would not shock me. But the Devontae Smith pick is so intriguing to me. I'm coming more and more to the side of, hold on a second here, J.J. Thielen, Devontae Smith.
It's tantalizing. And I get that, like, fixing your offensive and defensive lines is probably the most important thing. And I think I would stick with that, you know, force feeding of broccoli, if you will, as much as possible. But it's hard. Like, if one of those three receivers falls down and is sitting there, I don't know how you don't make a play. So, all right, do you guys want the other one?
Oh, yeah. There's a second one.
Well, it is.
Do you guys want the main event?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, right. It's the main event. Like, don't tease us.
This next one is a 3-round mock from our friends at DraftBlaster.com.
Oh, yeah. DraftBlaster.
John Ellsworth. Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen the blaster.
The thinking man's guide to the draft.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go through the first round here.
Because when
we'll
I
get
think
to the third round
about thinking, I think about the blaster.
DraftBlaster.com.
I think about the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and DraftBlaster.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about DraftBlaster. All right, so they've got Trevor Lawrence going number one overall. They have Zach Wilson going number two overall here.
Nice.
Penei Sewell number three to the Dolphins.
Wow. Okay.
And then we go edge rusher Gregory Rousseau from Miami to the Falcons, Jamar Chase. So not as many quarterbacks early here once you get past the first two. Devontae Smith, a little run on receivers. Justin Fields, 7 to the Lions.
Ooh.
Kyle Pitts to the Panthers. I don't think Pitts falls to 8. I would be shocked if he fell to 8, but we'll see. Patrick Surtain to the Broncos. Caleb Farley, Quiddy Pay. Wow.
Simmer's clenching his teeth watching all those corners get off the board.
Look at this. And we scroll down. We get to the Vikings, who take with all kinds of options on the board, including Jalen Waddle. According to DraftBlaster, the Vikings take Micah Parsons, linebacker from Penn State.
Hey, John.
Here's the write-up, and Judd's leaving the room.
Linebacker.
This is a best pick available for the Vikings. Has some character concerns, which is why he's sliding. That's right. Let's grab a character concern linebacker when you have Eric Kendricks on the roster and lines to fix. Tough linebacker and hard hitter. Also can get back in pass coverage. Opted out for 2020. Oh, and he hasn't played in 2 years. But in 2019, produced 109 tackles, 5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 5 passes batted. As a true freshman, he had 83 tackles, et cetera, et cetera. So.
On the Zolgad rip scale, I would obliterate them for this. This is the worst pick I have seen of all of the picks and mock drafts that we've done since we started probably 2 months ago now. This is the worst.
Well, you can't gauge it until you find out who they pick with the other picks, right? The third round picks. So the third round picks.
Oh, no, I'm gauging it right now. You just took the 14th pick and flushed it down a big toilet.
I'm with you. And by the way, if
you took it to an outhouse, Phil, and you dropped it in the toilet and walked away.
If this is the draft pick, it means that Barr is gone, right? Like, you can't have Barr as the second highest paid player on your team and then draft with your only top 70 pick linebacker.
If it gets to this pick, I swear to God, if it gets to this pick and Spielman is about to make the pick and Zimmer says, Rick, it has to be Micah Parsons. I'm firing him on the spot. I'm firing the coach on the spot.
And then you let the Patriots jump up to 14 while you figure out who's going to make the pick.
Hey, it's worked before for him.
Okay, with the 79th pick, according to DraftBlaster.com, free safety Javon Holland from Oregon. And then with the 91st pick, the Vikings draft offensive weapon Demetric Felton from UCLA, a 5'10", 200-pound slot receiver, running back, wide receiver type weapon.
Little Joe Webb.
Little Swiss Army knife.
This is the worst. Honest to God, are these people on drugs at Draft Blaster? This is terrible.
Why you're lashing out at draftblaster.com.
This is this is awful. So you're so hold on a second here.
It's the first thinking man's guide to the draft. Yeah, I don't know what more.
Well, the thinking man is thinking too much. So you're telling me that you're going to take a linebacker with the first Vikings pick and a free safety with the second Vikings pick?
Got to improve the defense. Yeah, defense was bottom five in the NFL last year.
For running it back, Judd.
These are the two most. Oh, God. That's no.
Let Kirk Cook get a linebacker. Come on.
And a safety.
And a safety.
Positions at which I can go find guys.
Listen, the Vikings front office and draftblaster.com know more than you, so maybe you should just fall in line here. And that's a wrap on Midweek Mock here on Purple
Daily.
That's
the final statement. I'm sorry that I insulted draftblaster.com. The lobotomy is helping so much.
It is funny. Like, a couple times this week, I've been chirped on Twitter with, well, don't you think Rick Spielman knows a little bit more than you about how to build a roster? Clearly he does, but it's also my job to point out the things that he's wrong on.
I got a note about that, like from our conversation on The Wild a couple days ago.
That's me every day.
And no, but I got a guy, it was a Zuccarello stan, and he's like, and I complimented Matt.
Zuccarello stan.
But it was
his uncle?
It was a Zuccarello. Well, but that's the key thing. So he literally is
Bill
like,
Zuccarello?
It's none of your business. You don't know a lot about this. And I'm like, it's all of my business because I'm paid to comment on this stuff. And I finally said, who is this account? Because this reads like an account. And the guy backed off completely and never responded.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you Matt Zuccarello's... Hey, you just said Phil, uncle. Like, are you his brother? Like, what's the deal?
When
here?
I covered the Twins, Cleet Thomas is uncle.
And this guy backed off
every time we wouldn't mention Cleet Thomas.
Cleet Thomas.
But at least you knew that. Did you know that was Cleet Thomas's uncle?
I think so. I think in his bio it literally said
this was a Zuccarello
number one fan, or
like
something.
A Zuccarello account, and the person was like really defensive, and then like just totally went away. Anyway,
well, that's a wrap on Midweek Mock here on Purple Daily, and be sure to check out the Monday Mock Draft Monday episode too. We give you more mock drafts than really anybody in the universe. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.